This is KNBA News. I'm Ellen Locke. You're in for Jacqueline Estes. Alaska tribes and rural hunters have long complained that the dual federal-state game management system is hard to live by and doesn't give the subsistence users their due. Now, Otna Incorporated has presented a proposal for co-management of game to a U.S. House panel. Liz Ruskin reports.
Unlike most of rural Alaska, the eight villages of the Otna region are on the road system. Otna President Michelle Anderson told a congressional panel that every season, local hunters have to contend with more hunters who drive in from elsewhere.
This last season, for instance, you know, many of our hunters who have always gotten a moose couldn't compete with everyone else. A lot of our elders have empty freezers this winter.
Questions about how to divvy fish and game to favor subsistence users have plagued the state since the 1970s. Anderson says Otna has spent millions to protect their members' hunting rights and to control trespass on corporate lands. The proposal would authorize Otna and area tribes to jointly manage wildlife on Native Corporation lands. The subcommittee chairman, Alaska Congressman Don Young, said at the end of the hearing he intends to pursue this. And he sees rough waters ahead. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
This week, KNBA introduces a new series on aging. In part one, we see that Alaska's population is young, but that's changing quickly as baby boomers reach 65. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes reports on what that means for the state.
If you laid the ages of all Alaskans out on a line, the number right in the middle would be 34. That's younger than the national median age of 37, but the number of Alaskans age 65 and up is growing quickly. Dr. Steve Cohen is an assistant professor at Virginia Commonwealth University. He gave a talk last November at the Gerontological Society of America, or GSA, annual meeting in New Orleans. Here's what he had to say about older Alaskans.
So while the population in Alaska more than doubled in the last 40 years or so, the rate of increase of 65 and over was four times the rate of the rest of the United States. So even though there's not a lot of older adults in Alaska, the rate of increase is very high, much higher than the rest of the United States.
That population boom of older Alaskans is expected to continue. Demographers project that by 2030, 20% of Americans will be age 65 and up. The percentage of older Alaskans is expected to grow from 8% in 2010 to 17% in 2030. That's according to state demographer Eddie Hunsinger in the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development.
As of 2010, we were at about 55,000 senior Alaskans, and we expect that to reach near 150,000. So that's a very dramatic increase, and we're seeing it happening right now.
Hunsinger says Prudhoe Bay is the reason for the sharp increase in the number of older Alaskans.
We had the discovery of oil at Prudhoe and subsequent construction of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, and that really changed the state's population age structure. And we had a lot of people move here, and they were all working age. And so a lot of those folks who moved here in the 70s and the 80s are now aging, and those are the baby boomers, and they're reaching 65-plus now. And so Alaska is seeing a dramatic increase in 65-plus with those boomers.
Giving the keynote address at the GSA annual meeting, Dr. Bruce Clark, producer of the PBS series Caring for an Aging Society, says as time goes on, we'll see a gender gap.
Women are still outliving men. The gap is beginning to narrow. In the 55 to 64-year-old category, it's about 9 men around for every 10 women. But get over the age of 85, you know, there's only about 4 men around for every 10 women.
And where will we see these older Alaskans? Hunsinger says the distribution of older adults follows that of the general population.
Most of the population of seniors is in our urban areas. About 80% reside in Anchorage and Fairbanks and Kenai and Mat-Su and Juneau. Those are our big population centers. The more remote areas do have significant senior populations, but they don't have that massive group of baby boomers.
Gerontologists, people who study aging, say the coming boom raises questions about the need for health care providers, assisted living and nursing homes, support and respite care for caregivers, plus the economic effects of the growing number of seniors living on Social Security, pensions, and savings. I'm Jacqueline Estes.
Tomorrow, we'll find out how life expectancy is affecting Alaskans. For KNBA, I'm Ellen Lockyer.